Hi, it's Mac. It's Mac Colgan here on Audioboo. It is 9 a.m. on Thursday, 20th of August. And I'm just heading back. Had taken our usual trip to Morrison's, the store, food store. And normally I would go over with my wife, get some messages, then drive her to Aldi's just along the road, and then drive home and get her breakfast. And that would be the norm. But this morning I had an appointment with the surgery, the docs, following I think it's PSA blood test for prostate issues. So my appointment was 8:50. So I abandoned my wife at Morrison's, gave her the keys to the car, and I just walked across. It's about a 2 minute, 3 minute walk maximum. The funny thing is, when I crossed over the road, I automatically headed into the park here and got about 100 yards down when I realised that it was the surgery I was going to, which was the other direction. Force you have it, as they say. Well, sorry about that. Just paused to call my wife and tell her that to put the breakfast on. A boiled egg and toast. Anyway, yeah. So, in to see the docs, and it was this, I've seen this doctor once before. She's fairly new to the surgery, a big strapping lass, you would say. So anyway, she was to discuss, she said, why, I've had this before, so what can we do for you this morning? No, actually it was the surgery that summoned me. Okay, right, let's see what's on your records. So anyway, it was to discuss the blood count. Apparently my blood count's up. The PSA count is up. Last time it was recorded, back in May, where it was 2 point something. And the results from 2 weeks ago, or 3 weeks ago, it was 4.2. So basically what she's saying is that at my age, the cutoff point for concern, if you like, is 4. But she said that there are various things that could have affected the test on the day, and it might actually not be 4.2 at this point. It may actually be lower again. On the other hand, it may actually be higher, but it's more likely to be lower, or not anymore. So, stop, you're confusing me. Then she says, I'll ask you a few questions, because this can affect the reading on the day. Any vigorous exercise before? I says, no, probably not. It was a morning appointment. Just if I possibly walked over, but no, that's okay. What was it? Or something else within 40 hours, I think. Vigorous exercise within 40 hours. There was another one. My God, I can't remember. And then, any ejaculation within 40 hours? I thought, slightly embarrassed about that one. Because you've got to answer and I had to say no. I'd rather have said aye. But there you go. Because all these things can affect the reading, of course. I said, oh, there you go then. So, you've had your prostate examined before. Yes, I have, obviously, way back. And has it been actually physically examined in the last 3 years? No. Okay, just want to pop up the couch there then, and drop your kicks, drop your trousers, pants, and I'll give you an examination just now. Well, I'm a bit old school, and I think that's, you know, poking around a man's backside, I think it's a man's job. But she seemed entirely comfortable with the duty, if you like. Didn't seem to flinch her at all. So I thought, well, if she's up for it, I'll go for it. I mean, after all, it's only an arse. So there you go. Up in the chair, up in the bed, I should say, side bed. Bend your legs. The chair, right. cold gel and a slight discomfort to begin with. Yep. Ooh-yah. Yes. Is that okay? Any pain? No, no pain. No pain. No, just a slight discomfort as you shoved your big finger up my backside. a bit alien to have it. But anyway, she said, no, feels fine. Feels fine. So just slightly enlarged, no rough texture, no nodules, anything. I can't feel any of that. So any discomfort when you pee, any urine infections? Nope, haven't had anything like that. And then she went down the list of how my bladder was operating during the day, during the night, etc., and explained all that. Won't go into detail about that here. But she said, what I'll do is I shall refer you to the urologist at the hospital, and we'll give them the information, see what they want to do. They may want to see you, maybe do some more tests or medication, or they may just think, well, look, it's only 4.2, let's get them in 6 months' time or something, and take another blood test, see what's like in that day. And of course, avoiding all those activities that she mentioned that I've forgotten, apart from two, that may affect the readings, if you like, in the blood, when the blood test is taken. So we'll see what happens. Apparently I'm going to get a letter from the hospital, from the urology, sometime in the very near future, to tell me what action, if any, they're going to take. So there you go. So in a way, I'm relieved. I know that's elevated from 2 point something to 4.2 from May. But again, as she said, there's so many things that can influence it, really. Well, I was looking at the case that, you know, well, why don't you take another blood test today? I mean, how difficult is it to get another blood test again? Or maybe it's just the cost. I don't know. How much does it cost in this country to have blood samples taken and diagnosed in the lab? I have no idea whatsoever. I might actually ask the wee phlebotomist lassie the next time I go for blood how much it costs to get it processed. Because it's got to cost money, isn't it? So maybe down to cost. So there you go. An update on my man's problem. Yeah, it's always funny. I don't know if they still do it nowadays, or if women are just much more freer in their attitude to life. But back in the day, as I say, I remember a woman went to the doctor, and she was talking to her friends. They would say, what were you there for? Oh, well, you know, down below, you know, down below. or something like that, you know, women's problem, women's issues, yeah. Wouldn't actually say what it was. And actually, there were so many funny sketches on television relating to that conversation. I remember Les Dawson, the wonderful, wonderful, brilliant Les Dawson. He did, he had a weekly show way back on the telly, and his main co-host, if you like, was Roy Barraclough, and those two used to do wonderful sketches together, and one of them was two old ladies with their big coats buttoned up and their headscarves on and scarves round their neck. And pulling the gummy faces, you know, like they had no teeth. talking about their health, one getting it off their chest to the other one, and vice versa. And the conversation was all never direct. So you're having problems with your oh yes, it's you know, and it's down below, you know, a bit down below. just so damn funny. But relative to how women were those years ago, I'm talking as if I'm ancient, but it's true, it's absolutely true. Even today, my wife, if she's talking about things, she won't actually say. She'll say, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? And you say, no. Just to wind her up, and she'll say, you do, you know what I'm talking about. Yeah. I wonder if modern women, are more open to just saying what the issue is. Anyway, that's another story. Okay, bye for now.